You know, if all roads do lead to Rome,
yeah,
that explains the traffic. Hello and welcome to the Worcester Observer podcast, your second of this week. I'm your host, Rob George, and joining me is Ian Hanley. We're not at the cricket, we're back in our studio in Redditch, in leafy Redditch, our headquarters in Redditch. We'll go as far as that, where the weather outside today is...
It's just nice and sunny.
Just nice, yeah.
Nice and sunny, bit the same as last week.
Bit the same, yeah.
Because I just haven't got time to edit anything else tonight.
What do you mean, edit?
I mean...
That's the weather.
Obviously.
But if you are in control of the weather, lovely couple of weeks of sunshine.
Yes.
Like when I'm on holiday in July, that'd be lovely.
I don't know whether I can stretch it that long. No. I mean, it actually is... No, I won't say that because it's... that's the wrong window. We've done this before.
You thought we'd have learned by now. Anyway, as I said, it's your second one of the week. I do hope you've listened to the cricket podcast.
That was you haven't.
No, I haven't.
You
no.
told me. I spent 3 days editing that.
You didn't spend 3 days editing
it. And you haven't even listened to it.
I spent three hours actually putting it all together by myself.
Okay.
Just saying. Hashtag just saying. You could get a hashtag there.
I got some nice applause and people playing cricket in the background while you were talking.
Oh, fabulous.
So people actually were you know, transported to the new road.
Yeah, well, it could have actually been happening because for once at Media Day, it didn't flood the whole cricket.
Of course, yeah.
The whole cricket ground was like green and had grass on it and not water. It was just very nice.
I like it that the...
Very decent of the team to actually go back.
I like it that nearly all of the players that you spoke to had just come back from...
Abu Dhabi.
And
a bit of a culture shock.
Oh, dear.
Apparently, it was about 36 degrees. It was about 36 degrees.
He's stressed today, so he keeps checking his emails. Have you noticed? Watch this. You'll see this quite often today.
It was about 36 degrees in Abu Dhabi. It was about 13 in Worcester. Talk about one thing to another. But I do hope you enjoyed it. I do hope you've listened to it. Fantastic for the lads to all give me their time. They're all very willing to actually speak and then carry on. You'll see more on worcesterobserver.co.uk in the coming days. We've spoke to Ricky Wessels, Daryl Mitchell, Joe Leach, Alex Gidman, Ed Barnard. We've spoken to them all. But I'm very excited now. The cricket season's nearly started. We can package football away. Although I have to say, magnificent football performance by the England national team.
Yeah, twice.
It's very unsettling, though, for me that we're actually good at football now.
Yeah, that's true.
Even 1-0 down on Monday night, you were like, oh, you know, this'll work out fine.
Yeah.
Where's all the fretting and going, oh, no, we're going to
lose? Mind you, we were 1-0. Yeah, you just said that. Sorry, I was half...
He spends all this time editing, doesn't actually listen.
Do you know, I actually watched it back when I do these, edit the podcams. I watch them back, and I have noticed I actually don't listen to what he says.
No.
I have this thought in my mind at the beginning of what he says.
Yeah.
I listen to the beginning bit, and then I just kind of put my point across.
Yeah.
And then realise that you've just mentioned it.
Mm.
You've probably noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't tell me.
No. Well, I often think people think I'm boring, so, you know.
Oh, right then.
I don't want to bring it up just in case somebody one day goes, oh, yeah, I don't listen because you're boring.
Oh, right, all right then.
You know,
okay.
Myself esteem can't take much more.
Right, yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with that at all, but no, brilliant. And also, going off on a massive tangent, but Raheem Sterling, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of his a while ago, and now I think he's very, very impressive. I thought he was a little bit of arrogant at one point, you know, when he was just moving for a bit of a mercenary. But I put that down now to his agent, and I actually think he's a very, very much improved player. And I think a lot of that's to do with... his time at Man City, obviously.
Yeah, under Guardiola. I mean,
and playing with such good...
I love that tweet. It's something about silence in the haters. ... Yes, I mean the racists. I thought, brilliant. That, if nothing calls out racism anymore, it's that. Fantastic. Anyway, that's England. Let's talk about some of the stories you'll be seeing on worcesterobserver.co.uk. And all this doom and gloom in the world, it's refreshing and brilliant. I've tried to pick three brilliant stories that I think are actually brilliant examples of just why Worcester is one of the best cities in the world. First of all, Campaigning Teenager will take his ideas for helping the homeless in the city to Worcester's MP, Robin Walker. Ewan Buchanan from Nunnery Wood High School actually wants to see if they can get lockers introduced across the city for homeless people, maybe to store their belongings whilst they go and get some food, try and get some food or something like that. But he's also donated Easter eggs. He actually asked all his schoolmates last year to donate some Easter eggs. He collected 150 of them.
Mm.
And he's only in year eight. Brilliant. And his dad, him and his dad help at the soup kitchen at Worcester Homeless. Worcester Homeless Appeals Soup Kitchen. And they were on the streets on Saturday night helping with blankets and looking after the city's homeless. For a year eight pupil, I mean, I think that makes him 14. I might be wrong.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything because when I was at school, we didn't have year things.
Not back in the dark ages.
Sixth year. And then sixth year was the end of, you know, that's when you sort of went out into the real world. But now you have year one, year two, year three, year four. And I don't understand all means.
I'm not really up into it. I mean, I should be because I've got a child at school, but I still don't quite understand it. But I think year eight, he may be 14. Ewan, if you're not and you're listening, I do apologise if I've prematurely aged you or you're actually older than that. But he is definitely a teenager because he's obviously at school. But it's a brilliant thing. He's even out in the cold, right, handing out blankets, sleeping bags, clothing and food, as I said. Just fantastic for someone so young to be so responsible. Just marvellous. And I just think he deserves all the credit he can get. And that's why I've stuck it on the front page.
I think that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. But I've got to say this, right. This just comes at a news story this week where a district judge in Londonderry has warned professional street beggars are taking advantage of the generous and good nature of local people.
Yeah.
Now, that's not exclusive to Londonderry, I fear. I think that's quite a wider issue.
Yeah, I think so.
How can we tell the difference? What's the best thing to do? Is the best thing to go out? Because we see it. We're doing this in Redditch, and we see it quite often in Redditch, and people will throw money at them, or not throw money at them, give money to them. That's not the best idea, is it?
I honestly don't know. Maybe someone in authority... maybe someone in authority could actually, you know, let us know.
I think the charities do say give to the charities and not to the people on the street.
I know for a fact Worcester City Council are introducing a public space prevention order to clamp down on aggressive begging.
Right.
In the city. So if somebody's like, you know, oh, I've got a really intimidating you, then that'll be outlawed and that will be a problem. But I think just brilliant for Ewan to do this. It's just...
Yes, well done, Ewan.
Fantastic. And a great reflection both on his parents, but also Nunnery Wood High School as well, that, you know, they've got students like this that are very, very socially responsible. I think it reflects well on the family, but also I think it's important to credit the school as well. Am I doing something wrong?
No.
No, okay.
But I have to say, we used to batter Nunnery Wood High School all the time when I was a kid playing football. We used to batter them every 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, right.
Just thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah, just getting the rivalry.
Evesham High School.
Evesham High School, now the De Montfort School, of course.
Oh, yes, it is, of course. Yes, they've merged, haven't they? Yeah.
No, it's rebranded.
Oh, sorry, rebranded.
It was a rebrand. Very good. Very important. Oh. Yes, it was a merger, but yes, officially it was a rebrand.
All right, then.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. Is my second story, did I say the lottery would be next?
Yes, you did.
I did, good.
Tickets. We didn't answer the question last time, did we? The last time you mentioned this lottery, and I asked where you could get the ticket, could people from outside of Worcester buy tickets?
It's funny you should mention that. That looks like we've planned that. We genuinely haven't. I just now have the answer.
Ooh!
This is why unscripted is sometimes brilliant. Yeah. www.worcesterlottery.org. You can buy the tickets on there. And you do not have to be a Worcester resident.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That is.
So I can have a go then.
Yeah. But that's been launched this week. It started on Tuesday. All the how it works will be online on worcesterobserver.co.uk. I won't go into it because there's basically a lot to do with it. But it's numbers 0 to 9. You can only pick numbers 0 to 9, and you've got to have them in a specific order. And if you get all six in a specific order, £25,000.
Oh.
But the idea is it reduces the odds of... It actually increases the odds of winning. Sorry, not reduces. It increases the odds of winning. Less numbers means less combinations, more chance you're going to walk away with something.
But they have to be in the order that they come out. They're drawn out. Oh, I see. Ooh, yeah,
match the first or last two in order, 3 free tickets. Match the first or last 3 in order, £25. Match the first or last 4 in order. So it's not just the first 3. You can have if you've got the end 3.
Oh.
So you can actually win. But there's loads of good causes signed up. Go on to worcesterlottery.org as well. There's about 16 or 17 good causes already registered. And when you play, you can pick which cause you'd like your share of the... Because you pay £1.
That's good. I like that.
Tickets cost £1. 60p go to good causes. 50p to the player's chosen cause. So you can actually pick, I want 50p to go there.
Oh, that's good.
So if you paid a tenner, £5 will go to a charity.
Hmm.
Even before you've even the draw or anything. Brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Yes.
And also there is a city... What have they called it now? What have they called it now? The City Community Fund, where if you don't want to pick a charity, then the money will go straight to the Community Fund and the City Council will spend that helping good causes across the city as well. So it's a win-win for everybody if you want to play. And it has been, and it must be important, it must be said, it's been regulated as well. There's no instant win, so they've been very, very cautious about the gambling aspect of it as well. So great credit to the City Council. I was there last night at the City Council meeting, the last one before the elections. You'll read all about it on worcesterobserver.co.uk, but it was a long meeting.
Is that why you haven't had a shave today?
Mm-hmm. That's why I haven't had much sleep either. But another thing worth bringing up, another school as well. School's in the news this week. Brilliant for what they're doing. Bishop Perrone's...
We used to beat them as well.
Is there any football team in Worcester you didn't beat?
Yeah, there was...
Worcester City?
No. Who was that? There was one school that was really hard to beat. Kings something.
Oh, Kings, RGS, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, there you go. Then them.
Anyway. Tales. Finished?
Yes, sorry. Carry on.
Bishop Perrone's College, they've launched a new mental health service, Well Aware. This was launched by the Mayor of Worcester, Councillor Jabba Riaz. It's a discreet service that will offer will help students who low mood, stress and anxiety are affecting school life. Think this is just brilliant.
Yep.
Everything we talk about mental health, you know, like we often forget men suffer with mental health problems as well, but also young people, if we can cut it off at the source and if we can help young people in a real stressful... Young people, I sound so old. I'm only 37. Plus. Higher, the love's higher. The late, great Sir Bruce Forsyth, God rest his soul.
Was he a sir?
So, yes, he was, yes.
Really?
Yes. Great. Yeah, we can't go on our rant about...
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, no.
I'm not doing Brexit this week.
No, I'm not either.
No. I am going to play the Brexit rap, though.
Oh, I'm sure you've... I'm sure they've heard it all by now.
No, nobody's heard it.
Oh, God, no.
Nobody's heard it because...
Well, you haven't unleashed it yet.
Only me and you have heard it.
Oh.
We did a little rap last week.
It's worth waiting for. I'm not going to mention it, but I'm going to quickly sort of skirt around it, but without doing too much with it. I'm going to try and challenge myself not to say the B word. But this is fantastic. Kudos to everyone at Bishop Perrone that are involved with this, because I think we often forget how stressful it is at time. And if the, you know, problems could actually start at school.
Yeah.
And if
totally
the help there, and it's discreet, it's confidential, it's reading into it. Do read the story on worcesterobserver.co.uk. It's a fantastically... not just good idea, but a well thought out idea as well. And hopefully it will get the support and give the support that it clearly needs to do. Right, here's my challenge. How do I do a story that's linked to B without mentioning the B word? If you've seen an advertising billboard, I've got to mention this because this attracted so much attention on our website, and I think it's fantastic. There's a group of anti-bee campaigners called Led by Donkeys. Now, if you've heard of Led by Donkeys, they are a group of people, anonymous, but they're actually funding billboards where they're taking tweets or comments or statements made by prominent people that want Britain to leave the European Union and reminding them of that. So if you've been on Bromyard Road recently and stuck in the traffic, because let's face it, Bromyard Road is another road where you can get stuck in the traffic easily, you'll see a quote from David Davis saying, if a democracy cannot change its mind, it ceases to be a democracy. I think it's brilliant, it's witty, it's fantastic, and also it pays, it's actually selling vital billboard space. Brilliant idea. We're not mentioning the B word, but I think it's a good laugh, and all credit to Led by Donkeys. And if you want to visit them on Twitter and see their handiwork all over the country, it's at By Donkeys. Fantastic idea. Oh, it's just a laugh.
I'm not having it.
I'm not mentioning Brexit anymore. And just wanted to close with this one, really. Funny little quirky story. Worcester Warriors got European quarter final on Saturday, and we'll come on to that in a minute. But next week they play Wasps in the not the Aviva Premiership. They're not even sponsored by that. The Gallagher Premiership now. Bit of a divided loyalties for one Worcester businessman, Scott Jenkins, because he runs the Worcester-based creative agency This Is Union, and supports Worcester Warriors. They're his local team. Designs all the program covers though for Wasps. Bit of a split loyalty thing there. Quirky little story you'll see on worcesterobserver.co.uk. But
in a quirky mood today, aren't you?
I was prepping this yesterday. Yes, there is preparation. It doesn't sound like it, I know, but there is an element of preparation. Most of the preparation is done by him when he actually edits all the mistakes out. We've still got to do that outtake one.
We do not have many mistakes.
We do, because I make most of them. But I was prepping it yesterday. I thought, you know what, all the doom and gloom, we're going to do an uplifting podcast.
Yes, we are.
The sun's shining.
Yeah.
We're going to focus on all the good stuff.
Yeah. Can I just mention a quirky story?
Yes, do.
But it's nothing to do with Worcester.
Don't matter.
Although there might have been somebody from Worcester on the plane. That BA plane that took off from London for Dusseldorf and landed in Edinburgh. And the funny thing about that, well, that was funny enough, but then the following day, Ryanair couldn't help themselves and took to their Twitter feed and sent a picture for BA saying, we've got a present for you. And it was a Geography for Dummies book. There you go.
What I find funny about that was BA's statement. I'm sure they were actually trying not to be funny, but BA's statement said, the pilot wasn't lost. Well, did he look out the window at any point and think, this looks non-German?
When's the channel?
I haven't seen, you know, I seem to be seeing a lot of the North Sea and not the channel. But the pilot wasn't lost.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Imagine getting off the plane. I've got to be in that meeting in about 3 hours. What do you mean I'm in Edinburgh?
That's a bit worrying, actually, because it could mean that the pilots actually just sort of, you know, bung it on auto and play chess or something.
Allegedly.
No, I'm not saying that's what happens. I'm saying maybe.
That's a hole that you've dug. That's a hole you've dug yourself.
I haven't. Yes.
Sorry, I'm doing that thing where I actually get in on a Wednesday morning. I don't actually read the paper until I finish the podcast.
Do you watch Blockbusters? Did you used to watch Blockbusters?
I used to watch it, yes, and I know it's coming back with Dara O'Brien.
Well, he's the funniest man on TV, in my opinion, Dara O'Brien. And he the first episode was last week.
Oh, was it?
Yes, and it was brilliant.
Comedy
Central.
Comedy Central, we'll give you a plug.
Comedy Central, Blockbusters, watch it, it's good.
I'll tweet that out. I'll at Comedy Central.
You get two players against one player, and that's how it works. And the one player has got a shorter route to the top, you know, and blah blah blah. You'll know. But the two lads got through to the final where you got the gold run, where you have to get the it's not one letter, it's a couple of letters, might be three letters, and you have to, you know, get there anyway. So this lad That was on it, on the gold run.
Sorry, I've got an itch. Do apologise.
The what?
I've got an itch.
Right, yeah. he actually got four right. He didn't get them all right, and he didn't win.
Oh.
Right? But I want to test you to see whether you can beat a 17-year-old.
Oh,
okay?
God.
So this is going to be the gold run. This was the gold run that was on this week. I'm going to test you. Same questions. Okay? We'll even have the music, right? They've changed the music slightly. Are you ready?
What's my prize
the theme,
first?
The theme, the prize is you can... you can go to New Road again and watch the cricket next time, right? Okay. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. The theme of the questions are things in my pocket. Okay.
Right.
So here you go. You've got, I think it's 60 seconds you've got to answer these. And you've got to get more than.
Can I pass and come
back? Yeah, you can pass. You can't come back, but you can pass. Okay. I don't think you can come back. They never did.
Oh.
You won't have time to come back anyway. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Just getting into the mood.
Oh, that's very electronic.
Absolutely. Right. First question. MP. Essential communication on
mobile
the go.
Mobile phone.
BOW. Hydration in single-use plastic.
Bottle of water.
Correct. BP. Tool for writing notes and reminders.
Ballpoint? No. Ballpoint pen?
Correct. LB. Petroleum jelly in a tin to smooth and moisten the mouth.
Lip balm.
Correct. HK. Home is... Oh, we need that again. HK. We ran out though. HK. Home is where the heart is, so don't lose these.
House keys.
Correct. KT. Popular brand of hand squares for spillages and colds.
What were the letters?
KT.
Kitchen towels?
No.
No.
Bring out on.
KT, what's the clue?
Popular brand of hand squares for spillages and colds. I think you're going to have to pass on that
pass.
One, aren't you? Right, so we've got now two more. TT. Travel from A to B as long as you have one of these at the barriers.
Train ticket.
Correct. Last one. LC, a variety of coins.
Variety of coins, LC. Loose change.
Correct. I think actually you were way over your time there, but you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 7. 7 right, well done. So you beat...
I know what KT is now.
Yeah, go on then.
Kleenex tissues.
Kleenex tissues,
I didn't think
correct.
It was branding.
Oh, well, it says, if you listen to it, popular brand of hand squares for spillages and colds.
Aww.
So there you go, 7. So watch it. Watch it this week if you can.
Would I have got over across the board? Or would I have got across the board?
You 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I think you would have done. Yeah. Yes, you would have done. But yes, watch it. Dara O'Brien's doing it. Great host, fantastic, really funny. It's on Comedy Central. Can't remember the night, but check it out. It's brilliant.
Funny comedian as well. Love his work on Mock the Week as well. I'm probably do you think we should? Shall I at Dara O'Brien in as well? No, we've mentioned him.
Can you what?
Shall I at him on Twitter?
Yeah.
See if he more publicity.
Yeah. Can you do a Dara O'Brien?
No.
Oh come on.
No, we can't.
You can do most.
No, we can't
impression.
Do most.
I thought your Tony Blair was really good last week, by the way.
Well, thanks. You know, I get taken over. It's just one of those things.
I've got one other thing to say, if you don't mind. Okay.
Can we have another quiz?
No, you can't.
Should we do a millionaire?
Next week we'll do one, okay? Right.
Next week, can I do a millionaire?
Yeah, all right. Luke Swapman, remember the guy,
yes.
The Worcester Pavarotti bloke that got knocked
I'm
out?
I'm excited now, I'm shouting into the microphone.
Well, he got knocked out in the battle round.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of the Voice. So he's no longer... But so I just happened to Google him yesterday just to see what he's doing now. And I've absolutely no idea what he's doing. But he has got a website page of his own. And there's a really funny clip there where he's singing live... Well, it's a practice, it's a rehearsal, but he's recorded it live and he admits himself, he looks so scruffy. And so check his website out. He's an absolutely amazing singer. If you can't remember what Luke Swapman sounded like, this is him. There you go. That was Luke Swartman. That was recorded last year on GMB. So I'll probably get told off for playing that. But there you go. Yeah, check his website out. He's a superbly talented singer.
I'll get you out of it. GMB, another fantastic breakfast show, and the premier breakfast show on terrestrial TV every morning.
And me and Piers Morgan are like that. So he'd probably allow me to play it.
Yeah. We're promoting them. I mean, you know, we all got work together.
Absolutely, yeah. We're listeners. We're both listeners of the programme, or viewers, even.
I'm a viewer. I'm a great fan of Susanna Reid.
Yeah. We won't go there.
Segue from that quickly. I'm just thinking what other things we could do on the podcast. We're doing news review, and then we could have 3-2-1.
3-2-1. Oh, that was. Can you do that?
No.
No, nor me. I always end up doing the two.
He's
the
just
wrong...
done that to me. Don't take any offence, podcast.
The two doing the wrong way round. I can't. Like that. That's something like that.
And The Price
it?
Is Right as well.
Price is Right, yeah.
Do you know what I loved about The Price is Right? One showcase was always good. And then your showcase is that.
Oh, I want to do Bully. What's it?
Bullseye.
Bullseye.
How did you get that wrong, Bully?
Huh? That was it. What was it?
I want to do Bully. What was it? Bullseye.
Bullseye with Jim
Bally. Let's check it with Bully.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. This is what you could have won. Loved that bit. Loved that bit.
What I loved was the spelling.
What a kick in the teeth that is. This is what you could have won.
The dictionary round where they got a 20-letter word to spell.
It, yeah.
And they couldn't get it. And the next thing you know, you've got this animated bull coming along with the dictionary going, let's check it with Bully.
That's it.
It was ahead of its time, but it was smacked off its face. It really was.
Absolutely.
Jim Bowen, what a legend.
Yeah, he is. Was.
You see, with the popularity of darts now, I don't know why that ITV have never thought Sunday afternoon.
Didn't they try and bring it back? Sky Sports?
No, Dave Spikey did it. Dave Spikey, the funniest man I've ever interviewed.
I thought they did a similar sort of thing on Sky Sports and it just flopped.
I don't remember.
Might have been
it.
Different. Might have been a different.
I know
darts
they did
show.
Bring Bullseye back with Dave Spikey and on Challenge. God, all the mentions for all these channels. If you all get at it, we're expecting a retweet. But Dave Spikey, the funniest man I've ever interviewed. He was bringing a show to Huntingdon Hall in Worcester. There you go, another venue being mentioned. God, we're promoting our.
We are.
He was bringing a show, and I could barely interview him because everything was just funny. And he's one of these blokes that's naturally funny.
Mm.
You know, he's not like, oh, I'm on the phone to a press bloke. I'm going to have to be desperately funny. Just, I don't know whether it's the accent or what. I always find Scouse people hilarious anyway.
What was it he used to do for a living before he was a comedian?
Don't know.
It was in, I thought I read it on your website. What's the Observer website? I don't know now. I mean, that was just...
Dave, if you're listening, what did you do? And also, to be honest, I'm gonna throw it out there. Dave, if you're ever in the local area, come on, please. I'll devote the whole podcast to you. Forget news, everything.
We'll do it live.
Teach him to be funner.
Yeah. Oh, talking of which, I saw while I was YouTubing, you know, because that's the in thing to do, isn't it? Just YouTube stuff when you're really bored.
Yeah.
And remember Bernard Manning?
Yeah.
God, there's clips of his jokes. Mm. And of course, I was a kid when he was telling those sort of jokes. And you just laugh. And you hear them now. Jeez. They're a bit, aren't they? But there you go.
It's like, I think we've mentioned it on a separate thing. UK Gold used to, Gold. They used to do that thing where they went, this programme contains language which was appropriate at the time, but may not be.
I love thy neighbour. Good grief. Right, we got any sport?
I think that's good if people have got the choice. If people know, look, this was recorded at that time.
On with you.
We shouldn't remove history.
Yeah, I mean, because there were still good programmes.
Because at the end of the day, we are tackling racism. We're not doing it quickly enough. But it was acceptable at the time. Was it right? Probably not, no. But at that time, it was a different world. The world's moved on.
Absolutely.
Massively. Have we got any sport? Yeah, I'm going to give Worcester...
I've got to ask you this. You know the recent revelations from Michael Jackson, the two that spoke out about child abuse? Where are you with that on listening to his music or having his music played?
I don't think it affects the music.
Okay.
I think you play it because he's not been proven guilty.
Well, that's my point, because I can't say... I mean, if he hasn't been proven guilty, surely... I mean, there's some radio stations banning his songs. I just don't really get that.
I think the man was a cultural icon for his music. Like, I think it's very important to say...
He's very odd.
Separate the two things, the man and the music.
Mm.
And I'm not... I want to be very careful here because I don't want to be... I don't want to be demeaning these lads and their allegations. Mm. In terms of the music, I think that should carry on because that was part of culture, not just in this country, but around the world.
Mm.
The question marks about the man remain.
Mm.
But I don't think what we've heard is anything that wasn't suspected when he was actually alive.
Mm.
It's terribly offensive, and I don't mean it to be like that, but I think the music can continue as long as it is runs in parallel with people saying there were allegations he did this.
Mm.
I'm very Tony Blair again with my hand gestures, but I don't think you can censor it with certain people.
By the same people, I hasten to add, who stuck up for him.
Yeah.
At the time.
But it's, I think it's very, the problem is it's easy to go after someone after they're dead because they can't answer back.
Yeah, that's the sad point.
I mean, if we move it into a similar sphere, Jimmy Savile, that was clear and obvious.
Mm.
You know, it was clear, you know, it wasn't just, you know, the man was living a clear double life. And it may be that we'll get to a point where we'll realise Michael Jackson was this. But I don't think you can censor it as long as...
If we did and it was proven, would you still listen to his music?
I think I would because that's the music. I don't... You know, you're only listening to it. I would not buy anything of his because I wouldn't go out of my way to actually buy it because I wasn't interested in his music that much. I appreciate the man and the contribution he's made to pop culture. But I think it's important to separate the music and the man. And as long as... I think we're going to get to a point where common sense will take over and people will play the music, but it will be with the caveat that this man was alleged of doing this because he's not been proven. And I think
correct,
we abandoned the rule of law at our peril.
Mm.
And there was a debate at the city council last night regarding Soldier F. The British soldier who's been charged with murder over the Bloody Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And a councillor brought up the saying that it was unfair that he was being prosecuted when so many IRA terrorists were given pardons as part of the Good Friday Agreement.
Mm.
And it was very, very heated debate. And I've got to check whether I can actually publish it on for the paper because obviously proceedings are active and I'm being very careful in what I'm saying now. But that shows, again, the rule of law. You know, is it right that a soldier is being prosecuted 47 years after Bloody Sunday when so many IRA... You know, it's a question of ethics and morals, and it provoked a very, very heated debate in which the council actually walked out at one point because he's a former army, former soldier himself. He served in Bosnia, Northern Ireland and Iraq, and it clearly very, very close to him and very, very personal. And I think... As a society now, we've got to be careful with separating these things out. And I'm terribly fence-sitting, and I do apologise for it. I also need to actually address something very, very quickly as well. I made a mistake on last week's podcast. I said Sheffield Wednesday's logo was designed...
Wasn't that?
It wasn't designed by him. They wore the Chubba Chups logo... He designed, not the badge. And Sheffield Wednesday was sponsored by Chubba Chups. Happy to make that very, very clear.
I'm glad you said that because it was a naff badge anyway.
That's nice, an owl. It's lovely. Oh, I love Sheffield Wednesday's mascots.
Mm. I like the colour of their kit.
Two cuddly owls.
Mm.
I don't know if they got to be owls. That's a weird city.
Come on, move on.
It's a weird city, though. One team's the Owls, the other one's the Blades.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I mean, you can understand the Blades because it's Sheffield and the Steelmakers. Anyway, let's do a bit of sport because I'm boring him again.
No, it's not. It's the time. We've got Bromsgrove people queuing up outside the room.
Literally, banging down the door. I just want to mention Worcester City. I don't give them a mention enough. They are now a community-owned club after last night. If you're listening to this, it was Tuesday night, but it was last night as we record this. They're now a community-owned club. Fantastic. And long may that continue, and I hope all the best to them. They're tackling Shepshed... No, they're not just playing Shepshed. They are playing Shepshed Dynamo, you see. On Saturday at the Victoria Ground, and the run into the end of the season. Good luck to them. Also, big, 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 big good luck. Worcester Warriors tackle Harlequins, the European Challenge Cup quarterfinal at Six Ways on Saturday night. Kick-off 8:15. If you can't get there, it's on BT Sport. Warriors, two games away from a European final. Worcester Warriors, fantastic. And I think I'd round up by saying thank you to all the cricket, the lads at the cricket for their time and their patience and their willingness to talk to little old me about cricket. I wish them all the best for the new season. And I think we'd better move on to what's on, hadn't we?
Oh, yes, sorry.
I'm waiting for your guidance.
Oh, yes, we need to move on to what's on. And I'll just, go on then. Introduce Claire. And then
you wouldn't know he's the producer, would you? But I think it's time we move on to...
All these colours look the same, so I do.
Are you colourblind now as well?
No, I've just got a bit confused.
This is the most shambolic introduction. Claire, do you know what? Take over.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Rob. Once again, we have some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant of the Worcester and Malvern Observers, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Worcester and Malvern areas. We'll start off on Thursday, the 28th of March, with a couple of great local gigs that are definitely worth seeing. The Humdrum Express will be on at the Plough in Worcester on Thursday night. This is kind of like poetry, music and comedy all rolled into one. It's very clever stuff and definitely worth seeing. Steve Lamarck from BBC Radio said of the show recently, "It's brilliant, observationally, part of me just wants to stand up and applaud." It's a pretty good review, isn't it? Also on Thursday night is the fantastic Rich Hall's Hoedown at Huntington Hall. Rich told us there has never been a better time to be an American comedian in the UK. I wonder why. You'll have seen Rich on things like Have I Got News For You and QI. He's a very funny man. And in this show, there's stand-up, improvised ballads, cracking good musicianship, and ultimately a hilarious, foot-stomping good time to be had by all. Get your tickets quick, as I hear there aren't many left. Also on Thursday, Dinosaur Squeak is on at the Oil Basin Brewhouse at 9 p.m. I caught these guys a few years ago actually at Malvern Rocks, and they're fantastic. They do some great indie and rock covers from the 90s and beyond, and I love the singer's voice. I think he sounds better than the real artist sometimes. Definitely go catch them, they're ones to watch. Thursday night at the Oil Basin Brewhouse. Also on Thursday, there's an acoustic music convention on at the Old Rectifying House in Worcester. Check out their website for details on that. And then moving on to Friday, the 29th of March. It's going to be a busy night at Annie's Burger Shack with Run Rummer, Slow Tapes, Poppy WS and Chloe Mogg, all putting on a great show there. Bandioki and Polka Dot Robot will be on at Paradiddle's Music Cafe also on Friday night. And One College Under a Groove will be rocking out at the Worcester Arts Workshop on Friday night too. The Bongo Monkeys will be doing their thing at the Sociable Beer Company in Worcester, and it doesn't stop there. Friday night is a busy one. Speak Brother, Chewy, The Leaking Machine and In Evolution, they'll all be performing at the Mars Bar. Dave Onions is on at the Plume of Feathers in Malvern, and the University of Worcester are putting on a concert entitled Ode to Joy, Thank You for the Music, and U is spelt EU. And just in case you need some more Brexit in your life, this is an evening of scratch performances in response to Brexit Day, or the supposed Brexit Day. You can find out all the info on the University of Worcester website. Also on Friday night, the Banff Mountain Film Festival will be taking place at Malvern Theatres. This is where you can experience an extraordinary collection of short films from the world's most prestigious mountain film festival. You'll follow the expeditions of some of today's most incredible adventurers, see amazing footage of adrenaline-packed action sports, and be inspired by thought-provoking pieces shot from the far-flung corners of the globe. This year, there are actually two evenings, one on Friday, that's the Red Film Programme, and then one on Saturday, which is the Blue Film Programme. All the details are on www.banff, which is banff-uk.com. Then on Saturday, the 30th of March, again, we have an action-packed night of fun, theatre and music in town. The Lynch Fest is happening at the Mars Bar. This is in memory of Chris, the Colonel Lynch. Always a fantastic night, and they put on a great show annually for him there. The brilliant Salt Road, they'll be performing at the Worcester Brewing Company on Saturday evening. And there's a Peaky Blinders Festival going on at the on Saturday at the Guildhall. Now, I've never actually seen Peaky Blinders, but it's definitely on my to-watch list, especially as I'm actually a Brummie. So I'm not sure what it's all about, though, but I hear this event is going to be a full Peaky Blinders experience. There's going to be live, gritty 1920s-style boxing, prizes for the best dressed, there's going to be a casino and betting, a live band, immersive actors, a bar, and it's all to help raise money for Birmingham Children's Hospital. It sounds like loads of fun, so we hope to see you there. And if you're a fan, you can't miss it. It's going to be a great night. Also on Saturday, Jamie Knight and the Big Swing, they'll be on at Huntington Hall. And Come Together will be performing at the Virgin Tavern in Worcester on Saturday night. And another busy music night at Paradiddle's Music Cafe Bar with the VHTs, Jim Smith, Jenny Hallam and Mayfield. They'll all be performing there on Saturday evening. And the Delray Rockets will be on at the Gun Tavern. It doesn't stop, does it? We're so lucky in Worcester to have all these live music events. Django will be performing at the Chestnut also on Saturday evening. And the Geckos will be bringing the house down at the Express Inn in Malvern on Saturday. And there's also a band called The Way. They'll be performing at the Red Lion, Stifford's Bridge in Malvern on Saturday night too. If you do catch any of these bands, do send your reviews in to us. It's always good to know so we can recommend them for next time. And we'd love to have your feedback too. We've also got the awesome Locked and Loaded performing at the Cross Keys in Malvern on Saturday night. And Witcher, they're putting on a great show at the Malvern Motorcycle and Light Car Club on Saturday evening. Also, another fun thing to do on Saturday evening is the Very Grimm Brothers and Sass Capella. They'll be at Elmsley House in Malvern. The Very Grimm Brothers are Adrian Meeling and John Denton. And Adrian is a Malvern poetry slam champ, apparently. They put on a great show of poetry and music and are joined by the fantastic three-piece a cappella band, Sass Capella. Lord Faulkner in the House of Lords actually caught this show recently and said it's an exhilarating performance and really entertaining. And we love, love, love the venue, the Elmsley House in Malvern. If you haven't been there yet, you must go. It's such a delightful place. They do great afternoon teas and cocktails and things. You'll love it. Moving on to Sunday, the 31st of March, we've got three local gigs you need to see. Frog Soufflé and Next to Ember, they'll be on at Annie's Burger Shack on Sunday evening. The Rain Trees, they'll be performing at the Imperial from 5 p.m. on Sunday. And Howling Matt, they'll be on at the Chestnut on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Then our final pick of the week is on Tuesday, the 2nd of April, and it's Madagascar the Musical happening at Malvern Theatres. You can join Alex the Lion, who is actually the X Factor 2016 winner, Matt Terry. Do you remember him? Yep, he's very good. He's the Lion. And it's also Marty the Zebra, Melman the Giraffe, and Gloria the Hip Hip Hippo. And of course, those hilarious plotting penguins as they bound onto the stage in this fun theatre production. Your kids will love it. You'll love it. Get your tickets now from the Malvern Theatre box office on 01684 580 942. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. Email us your event details or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and people who look at our social media channels. Thank you so much for listening and have a great week.
Thank you so much, Claire, and thanks for another great What's on Worcester roundup. I think we better wind it up, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got any more quizzes lined up?
No, I haven't got any more quizzes, but I thought this week, right?
Oh, no.
We might go out to the Brexit rap instead of the...
You mentioned the B word!
Yeah, but I've got to, because that's the name of the song.
Well, I didn't mention it. I got through the whole podcast. Yeah.
So instead of going out on the usual sort of music that we do, we'll go out when Rob's finished his bits.
this is going so well.
We'll go out on the Brexit rap, which is a little tune that myself and Rob didn't know anything about it, really. But we just put together last weekend.
If it's good, I will obviously take credit. If it's bad, it's his fault. to get us to there quickly, I better wrap up quickly and say thank you so much
wrap
for
up.
Listening.
Like it.
Wrap up.
Brexit rap. Yeah.
It's not just thrown together. I better wind up then and say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. If you've enjoyed it, do let us know. editor@worcesterobserver.co.uk. Read all the stories, news, sports, entertainment, what's on, worcesterobserver.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pigeon, you name it, we're there. But until next week, when we're back here doing something else, no doubt, from me, Rob George, I think we're done here. Bye-bye.
If we vote to leave, then we will leave. 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 There'll not be another renegotiation and another referendum.
People voted. This deal is rubbish. This is the failure of government. This is the failure of government. I've no problem with no deal. No problem with no deal. No deal. No deal. This deal is rubbish.
I think we're a laughing stock now. A global laughing stock. Laughing stock now.
The only person talking any sense on this is Tony Blair. Hard Brexit, softer Brexit, hard Brexit, softer Brexit. You can't do it.
We need to crash out. That's what we need to do.
This has got to be done right.
No, never happen.
I mean, yes, I'm a pessimist. I always see the negative. Everything else is a bonus. Give the establishment a damn good kicking. Get rid of her.
She's behind you. Crash out first, then we get rid of May.
I hope it works. A lot of good reaction to that.
But I have to applaud you for putting the other side.
Yeah. I'm not Jeremy Paxton, honestly.
Totally agree.
Nothing has changed.
Losing her voice was basically made her a naff Prime Minister.
Remember when we were a forward-thinking nation?
Top notch.
There'll not be another renegotiation and another referendum. We will leave. 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 We will leave. Leave. Leave.
3 a.m, you're listening to Smooth Jazz with Ian Hanley and Rob George. I think we're done here. Bye-bye.